The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me pull up. I think right now we are still $115 away from our goal of $8,000. $115. That's all we need. Now, I'd love to see us go past it. I would love to see us blow past our goal. I really would. I would love to see us just blow past it. But we're just $115 away from our goal. Praise God. Somebody can put us over 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. Or you can go to thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. And click on the option line banner. If you were listening before the break, and I hope you were, when I deal with these Muslim stories, I'm always conflicted, and here's why. Again, Scripture says that we are to be wise as serpent and harmless as doves. And we have a real conundrum on our hands as Christians in dealing with the influx of Muslim refugees and immigrants into America. As a Christian, our first concern is not, and listen to me carefully, our first concern is not, what are they going to do to America? They're going to destroy America. That is not our first concern. As a follower of Christ, our first concern must be their eternal destiny and that they need to reach Christ, or they need to be reached for Christ. We send missionaries to Muslim countries, and our local churches support those missionaries. And many times those missionaries risk their lives to go to a Muslim country. And we say, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? We're sending missionaries to Muslim countries. We're sending Bibles to Muslim countries. That's great. That's wonderful. But what about the Muslims that are coming here? Are their souls not just as important? And the answer is, of course, their souls are just as important. So if we're concerned about Muslims overseas, we obviously should be concerned about Muslims in America. So that's our first concern. And by the way, that's the most important concern. And I want to say this kindly, but I want to say it firmly. If that is not your first concern, you need to read the Scriptures and get your priorities right. Our first concern is the lost world around us. So, our first concern is that they would know Jesus. In order to do that, we need to love them. We need to love them as Jesus would love them. Are you with me? That's not debatable. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, that's not even debatable. If you don't believe that, you got a serious problem with your understanding of Scripture. We are to love Muslims with the love of Jesus Christ, because Jesus died for Muslims just as much as he did for you. Okay? We cannot forget that. Now, we come back to the two kingdom principle. I haven't discussed it for a while on this program, but it's extremely important that we understand this two kingdom principle. What do I mean by that? If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you are a Christian, you are a member of two kingdoms, if you will. First and foremost, you are a member of a heavenly kingdom where Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the Constitution is the Bible, the Word of God. Okay? And our first allegiance is not to the United States. Our first allegiance is to Jesus. You got that? A lot of Christians forget that sometimes. Our first allegiance is to Jesus and a heavenly kingdom. But we are also citizens of an earthly, physical, political kingdom. And for those of us here in America, that physical, political kingdom is the United States of America. And we have allegiance to that kingdom. And obviously, we want the best for that kingdom. So, with the influx of Muslim immigrants, we should be very concerned about Muslims coming into our country and being unwilling to assimilate into our country, and particularly to submission to our laws and to our Constitution. So, we have this conundrum that we want to love Muslims and we want to love them with the love of Jesus Christ, but we also must be aware that as the percentage of Muslims in our country begins to rise, we should look out for the problems that they're having in Europe. Now, again, France, several years ago, just opened the floodgates. They just kind of opened the borders. Come on in, Muslims. Come on in, refugees. And you probably heard this, but there are places around Paris that are countries within their own. They have their own police. They have their own courts. The French police don't dare even go into those communities, even the military. They don't even go into those places around Paris. They are Muslim enclaves that have become a terrible problem for France. Similar problems in Germany. Similar problems in Spain. Similar problems in Great Britain. And we need to be wise that does not become a problem here. So, again, wise as serpents, harmless as doves. And we pray for Muslims and we love them with the love of Jesus. But we're also aware a rise in Muslims, particularly those of a fundamentalist attitude towards Islam, is a real concern that we should not ignore. Hope that helps all of us get a better perspective of what's going on here in America and around the world. When we come back, I hope to have a very exciting update for Heartbeat. You can still call 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. That's the number for Heartbeat International. We'll be right back.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness, folks. You are listening to one unbelievably grateful person. Thankful first to God and thankful to our unbelievable audience. I want to thank Rachel, who just moments ago called 800-999-7408. Rachel, God bless you. I hope you're still listening. Rachel gave a very nice gift. In fact, took care of 2 full hours at Option Line. Rachel, because of that, approximately 36 babies are going to be saved from abortion because of your gift. Do you hear that, Rachel? 36 babies are going to live because of your very generous gift. And then I want to thank my friend Aaron, who is the owner of Sunlight House Painting. He's a small business owner, Sunlight House Painting. I've known Aaron for several years. He's a fine young man and runs a wonderful Christian-based business. He's a house painter. Sunlight House Painting. Well, Aaron has just committed to a monthly pledge. A monthly pledge. And because of the pledge from Sunlight House Painting, and you've heard me often say, you know, we have so many small business owners in our audience that could really make a difference. Well, Aaron let God speak to him. And because of Aaron's commitment through Sunlight House Painting, we are now at 9,263 dollars. $9,263. I'm telling you, folks. If you're a regular listener, you know that 5 or 6 times a year, that's all, I come to you on behalf of a ministry that I'm passionate about and that we here at WRFD are passionate about. 5 or 6 times a year, that's it. We don't do it anymore. And in 20 years, this has been one of the toughest. And I don't know why, because it's such a great organization that is doing so much, and I know that my audience are pro-life. Well, you have stepped up, folks, big time. Our goal was $8,000, and I'm telling you, yesterday, when, again, I'm just being honest with you, yesterday when I left WRFD, I thought, this is impossible. Now, I knew in my heart it wasn't, but I'm just my human side. And here we are today, $9,263. Again, Rachel, I want to thank you and the others that have called today. And a special thanks to Aaron at Sunlight House Painting. If you're thinking about getting your house painted, check them out on the website, Sunlight, S-U-N-L-I-G-H-T, Sunlight House Painting. Check them out. Aaron is a fine young man, runs a great business, has a heart for God, and obviously has a heart for the unborn as well. So, just so very, very grateful. Very, very grateful. $9,263, if you want to continue, take it higher. The more that comes in, the more babies will be saved. 800-999-7408. Yes, you can still call. Yes, we are over our goal. Praise God. But yes, you can still give. In the closing moments of the program, I just want to encourage you to pray for our country. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our president. Now, this is editorial, all right? I believe this whole impeachment thing is a complete sham. And here's the major reason why I believe it. The people who are trying to impeach the president right now for this Ukrainian thing, some of them, in fact, many of them, were talking impeachment 3 years ago, a full 2 years before this phone call ever happened. They were talking impeachment. When the Mueller investigation started, they were talking impeachment. We're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him. Russian collusion, Russian collusion. We got to get rid of him. For 3 years. And it was going to be the Mueller report was going to be the nail in the coffin. Turned out to be a nothing burger. There was no Russian collusion. And then it was this, and then it was that. The Democrats, since the day Donald Trump was inaugurated, have been desperately searching, looking for something to impeach him on. This didn't work, that didn't work, this didn't work. And then finally this phone call came about, and it was like, well, it's not very much. It's just a phone call, but, well, we got to go for it because this guy could get reelected. We've had Democratic senators who have admitted we got to impeach him just so he won't get reelected. It's a sham. It's phony. It's baloney. But it has ripped our country apart. And this president, I've said it over and over again, there are many times, there are just things he says I don't like, I don't approve of, I don't, you know. But this is the most pro-life president of our lifetime. He's done more for religious freedom and liberty of any president in our lifetime. Minorities are benefiting more from this economy than at any time in our lifetime. And he's under vicious attack. Pray for him. And pray that the truth will come out in this whole impeachment thing. That's all I want is truth. So pray. Please pray. Again, thank you to everyone who gave to Heartbeat International. God bless you. You can still give 800-999-7408. Have a great, wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.